This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is concerned about the nation splitting into two groups, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. He's launching a vaccine sprint to urge more Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. Mr. Biden says, quote, getting the vaccine is not a partisan act, end quote, adding public and private partnerships will find ways to get more people vaccinated with incentives like the Shots at the Shop program. More than 1,000 neighborhood barbers and hairstylists, many in Black and brown communities, will attend training sessions this month about coronavirus vaccines and then hold vaccination clinics in their establishments. Fun rewards include free beer. Anheuser-Busch says it'll buy Americans 21 and older a round of beers if the president's goal of 70% is met. 63% of adults have now received at least one vaccine dose. Mr. Biden has a goal of having 70% of adults partially vaccinated by July 4th. No new countries will be added to Britain's green list for international travel when the list of quarantine-free destinations is updated later Thursday, the Sun newspaper reported. The report also said new countries would be added to the red list. It said talks were ongoing to decide whether Portugal, a popular holiday destination for Britons, would remain on the green list. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fought back Thursday against an agreement by his political opponents for a government of left-wing, centrist, and right-wing parties aimed at unseating him. Facing the prospect of an end to his 12-year run as premier, Netanyahu said on Twitter, quote, all legislators elected by votes from the right must oppose this dangerous left-wing government, end quote. And he targeted historic Arab participation in the coalition. This is